Granny gonna get her cookies this time? That's what you want me to do? Oh, that's old Granny. They call me Granny. Oh, my goodness. Sakes alive. Oh, yay, 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 yay. Good. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, that's wild.
It's shaking me to pieces. Oh, should I get it? Oh, baby, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it!
Oh my God!
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark said it.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laffy Taffy, bitch.
People come down here.
I want the dog.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God.
Gonna come. And Granny's gonna get it. Old people don't know how to talk sexy. You want my cookies? You want Granny's cookies? Tim Edson with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Thank you so much for joining me. Libby has written a new Distorted View haiku. Actually, after every episode of DV, I pop on over to Twitter and see that Libby has created a new haiku based on the current episode of DV. For Wednesday's show, July 11th, 2012, here is Libby's haiku. Buttery things. Toast, popcorn, veggies, caramel, shortbread. Tim's fluids, ? Yes, because we were talking about jism and how my sperm is so buttery. Not according to me. I mean, this is what other people have told me about my jizz. It's salty, I'm guessing, because it's sperm, and buttery. It's like a popcorn topping. I really should bottle this shit. All right, got a great program for you today. Shane Lee is back, and this time, Shane Lee is one of my favorite U-tards. And for those of you who are new to the program, a U-tard is a retard on YouTube who insists on recording himself. And they really have no purpose. They're not necessarily entertaining. There's something wrong with them. And I'm sure by just the sound of his voice, you can tell something's wrong with Shane Lee. He normally likes to sing songs for you. Like, covers of Willie Nelson or Dolly Parton songs. Today, though, he's going to talk to us and describe how he makes love. This is kind of an instructional video. If you're wondering how to have sex with someone, I'm surprised Shane Lee has any experience in this arena, but whatever. Here is Shane Lee talking about how to make love. By the way, can anyone find the video where he talks about being a pedophile? I'm pretty sure it's out there. Like, he talks about how he's attracted to young girls but would never act on it. I don't know. He probably pulled that video, but all right, Shane Lee, let's talk about sex here.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? Now, I want to talk to you today about sexual practices. Now,
doesn't he always sound drunk? Like, his speech is always slurred a bit. Hey, everybody, this is Shane Lee here. I'm going to talk to you today about how to have sex.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? Now, I want to talk to you today about sexual practices.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that, what I mean is
sex.
How you make love. Now, me, when I made love, I would start off with...
Notice he uses the past tense, when I made love. It hasn't happened in so long.
Now, me, when I made love, I would start off with kissing.
Mm. See, that's where I've gone wrong. Usually I just try to insert. I just find a hole and stick my dick in. Even if the hole's not visible, I'll try to go right through clothing. What's great is my dick is very thin, and it comes to, you know, the head comes to a point, and it's very, it's like a needle point. So I can just dig my way right in. Here's a tip for you. If you ever go on a date with me, wear lots of layers, just in case. My penis is like a sewing machine needle. It's small, it's sharp, and it's dangerous. All right, Shane Lee, continue on.
I would kiss the woman's lips or her eyes or around her face or her...
Kiss her eyeballs.
Breast or...
Ooh, what was that? You'll kiss...
Her breast or stuff like that. Or her neck. Or,
where her breast will be when she develops, you fucking pervert.
Or, and I would blow in her ear. I'll go...
Don't you want to go like purse your lips and... Just a little bit of air. He's got his whole mouth open wide, like he's huffing and puffing and blowing a goddamn house down.
Then I would undress her slowly.
Oh, boy.
And take off her clothes. Then I would start playing with her breast and start undressing her, take off her pants, her... underwear.
Her britches.
Then I would lick her vagina and...
Oh, wait.
Do stuff in her vagina and...
Well, you've got to see this video because I don't know where he's recording this. I don't know who he lives with. But, like, every 30 seconds there's a woman in the background that just walks across the room. You just see her in the background, back and forth.
Underwear. Then I would lick her vagina and do stuff like that. Then I would stick my fingers in and wiggle them around like this.
Then what?
And I would do things like that to the woman to get her sexually prepared.
Mm-hmm. He did the sling blade. Mm-hmm. You have to listen very closely, but you can hear it. Well, listen.
To the woman to get her sexually prepared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That fucker with mashed potatoes.
And,
then what?
I would insert my penis into her vagina and would have sex with her lasting anywhere from a minute to up to an hour. To up to 10 minutes.
I'm guessing it's closer to the minute mark than the hour.
And that's how I would make love to a woman.
All right. Thank you very much, Shane Lee. What's great is most of Shane Lee's videos now, like I said, are either him singing or talking about various Bible verses. There's, you know, video 274, for instance, is the Book of Matthew. 281 is Amazing Grace. Oh, I've sung that song before on the show. Maybe I should attempt a duet with him. Amazing Grace. Why are you so high?
How sweet. The sound.
It's kind of creepy. I could see him whispering that into the ear of, you know, the unlucky woman who he's having sex with, also known as his victim. Then I'm gonna lick your vagina. stick my fingers in. Get it ready for my penis. Thank you very much, Shane Lee. Moving on, let's listen to the miracle of birth. You know, I'm often hard on, pregnancy, children, fetuses, I don't like any of that stuff. Whiny fucking cunt turds. I hate everything about pregnancy. I hate those fucking signs in parking lots where, you know, the spots are designated for expecting women only. I don't abide by that. I will park in those spots. I don't think fucking pregnant women should have any special rights just because they got knocked up. Unfortunately, I guess, to keep this civilization rolling, we need to keep having kids, right? So here's what happens when you finally squeeze out that 8-pound flesh wad from your bacon hole.
What is it? Hurt my asshole so bad?
The baby's right there.
Next door to where the kid's coming out. Get it out
there. Guess that'll be easy.
God.
You've got to.
You've got to.
It hurts my ass! My ass!
of the nurse.
My hands hurt so bad. My hands hurt so bad.
She would not do well in porn at all.
My hands hurt so bad. My hands hurt so bad.
By the way, the husband is a total asshole for posting this on YouTube. I have a feeling the woman did not consent. She's probably still in the hospital.
My head hurts.
Calm down, babe.
Is it burning?
It hurts when I push it, though. It hurts when I push it.
You wanted to get pregnant. You had to have one of these things.
Push against that thing.
Quicker you do that, and the faster the baby will come. I'm telling you, I have been pushing towards the pain. I've been pushing through the pain.
Push through the pain. All right, there you go. The miracle of birth. It's not pretty. Now that woman's just having one kid. Imagine having 15 kids and 3 separate baby daddies. Yes, I'm talking about a crazy black person, and she's pissed off because she ain't getting enough government assistance. The local news is there.
But Adam says her life didn't start to fall apart until social service agencies got involved. Her fiancé, Gary Brown Sr., the man who fathered 10 of her 15 children, was arrested, and Adam says she was left with nothing.
I don't have any clothes. People been donating food just around here.
I don't understand. The guy was arrested, right? The baby daddy, obviously not the husband. But, you know, he is father to 10 of those kids, right? I have a hard time believing that whatever he was doing was able to support all of those children. However, so he gets put behind bars. She's not upset about that. She's not angry with the man for getting arrested. What she's mad about is the fact that the money's dried up and the government is not helping her. But I don't understand what happened to all the stuff that she had. You know, just because the guy was sent to jail, what happened to all the clothes the kids had, you know, when the guy was around? Apparently, she got evicted from her apartment. She's pissed off because some agencies helped her out for a few months, paying her rent for her. But I guess that dried out, and she was evicted. She's living in a motel. All of the stuff that was in her apartment was basically put out onto the curb. And then people just started picking it up. These like scavengers started taking it.
Just helping me out with food, and I don't have anything.
We called the Department of Children and Families to see what they've been doing to help. DCF says Hillsborough Kids Incorporated has been helping by paying Adam's rent, even providing her furniture. Adam says it isn't enough.
Somebody needs to pay all my children.
Okay, this is the greatest line ever. Someone needs to, but not me, of course. Someone needs to pay for all these kids.
By paying Adam's rent, even providing her furniture.
Let's listen
Adam
to this magic.
Says it isn't enough.
Somebody needs to pay for all my children. And mine and Gary, all our suffering, all our pain. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
All our suffering. Close your fucking legs, whore!
And they need to pay.
DCF Regional Director Nick Cox wanted to see for himself the situation that Adams now
someone needs to pay for this.
Finds herself in.
You know what most people do? They only have as many kids as they can fucking support.
I know there's some help that's been coming your way, but what I'm concerned about right now is I want to make sure, number one, that for right now, you know, all of you and your kids don't belong in that one room.
Tonight, Angel Adams and her 12 children are in a much better place after Nick Cox, who is the regional director of the Department of Children and Families, got involved. He found a temporary home at a kid's place in Brandon for the family. DCF.
I think there's, 12 little kids and maybe 3 older ones.
Says they will sit down with Adams and a team of case management workers to determine the best way to move forward to help her.
Thank God. She got some free shit out of this. I really need to start acquiring children. There's lots of freebies involved with that, apparently. Finally, one more clip, and then we'll get into the news. Here's a young girl bragging about all the Girl Scout cookies she's been selling, and then something tragic happens to her, which just makes me laugh and laugh.
I already sold 60 boxes.
Good for you.
What? It's so cool. I usually sell like 10 boxes, but I sold 60.
Oh, and then somehow I think her chair falls and she slams forward onto the table. What? She's like sitting down.
It's so cool. I usually sell like 10 boxes, but I sold 60.
Oh, that was painful.
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah. Call for your mommy. I want to hear that again, please. After we're done here, I'll cry.
I sold 60.
Ooh, slow-mo now. That's what you get for bragging, you stupid little girl. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Oh, girls! What is it, Rose? Well, I was at the dentist getting my teeth cleaned, and while I was under, I think the dentist touched my breasts! Oh, well, I hope you got his number. Blanche! That's inappropriate! Not for her, for me! Laugh track, laugh track, laugh track. All right. All right, thank you for being a friend, by the way, freaks. Signing up for the sideshow, really do appreciate it. $6.99 a month, that's all it takes. Less than a value meal these days. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video cast. Yesterday was an exclusive show. Tuesday we did an extended one. This past weekend, we did two exclusive shows. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. If you sign up for a yearly membership, it's even less. You're saving all sorts of money. Thank you so much for being a friend, freaks. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to sound. I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card and dad would say, thank you for being such a freak. All right, there you go.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
All right. Don't get all preachy. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from my home state of Ohio, which is quickly becoming Florida 2.0. An Ohio woman is begging on the streets, but she's not homeless or even desperately hungry. All she wants are bigger tits, much to the dismay of fellow beggars who desperately need money for food or a roof over their heads. This bikini-clad woman has been making money and turning heads with her plea for plastic surgery. Holding a sign that reads, "Not homeless, need boobs," with a smiley face. The woman, who only identifies herself as Chrissy, 37, has been standing on a busy street corner in Akron, Ohio, next to a motorcycle, I think. Chrissy, from Rittman, Ohio, has been standing on the corner of Manchester Road and Carnegie Avenue in Akron near a blue motorbike with her sign and a bodyguard. She says, "I see people panhandling every day, so why not panhandle for boobs?" Because the people who are panhandling next to you haven't eaten in a week, haven't showered in a month, and haven't had a roof over their head in God knows how long. Yes, it's probably due to drugs, and yes, if you give money to these bums, they will probably buy crack with it. But still, there's a chance they might do something good. They might buy themselves a McMuffin or something. It's original. I've never seen anybody else do it. Her boobs are kind of small. She has a good body. Her knees need some work. They're a little, I don't know, they're like, They're like those buns that you get at KFC. It just looks like they're buns attached to her legs. Does that make sense? Chrissy believes her original idea is proving successful after she made $46 in just 2 hours standing on the curb. Wait a second. That's like $23 an hour. That's way more than I'm making here on Distorted View. I'm going to panhandle. Need dick enhancement. Please. The university student and single mother says the money she earns as a bartender covers her bills and education costs, but it's simply not enough money for breast implants. Chrissy said, "Everyone that knows me knows that I'm a wild one." There to be her bodyguard is friend Steve Burnaby, 57, working free of charge, who says she's not begging but being honest. Really? She's holding a sign saying, "Give me money for tits." That's kind of like begging. It would be one thing if she was like, "Look, give me money." She should really start a Kickstarter campaign, and some of the perks could be like, you get to touch my breast after I get the new ones. Like, you know, you have to pay for your travel and lodging, but you find your way to Akron, you can, you can play with my tits for 30 seconds or something like that. I don't know. There's got to be a better way of doing this. She's attracted the attention of many motorists with some honking and horns and others requesting pictures. Taisha Hershkovich, 27, took a picture of Chrissy for her husband before heading home. She said, "I think it's kind of ridiculous, but kind of funny in a way. She wants her boobs. She's keeping it real." One woman was less than impressed, giving Chrissy the evil eye in a few stern words. Chrissy said, "The bodyguard is just making sure I'm okay because there's some negativity out there. So good luck with your titties." Second story we have for you today. Sheriff deputies have arrested two people, investigators say, traded... Great, we have a poorly written sentence here, and this time it's not my fault. Sheriff deputies have arrested two people, investigators say, traded a truck for a baby. According to the Laurel County Sheriff's Office, I think this is Kentucky, Jamie and Jeremy Brown gave their truck to Heather Kaminsky, age 30, in January, in exchange for her newborn son. I hope to God this was a newer truck, some like rust bucket, and I hope it wasn't a goddamn Chevy. That bitch needs to be Ford Tough. All right, investigators learned about the trade after Kaminsky tried to sell the truck, probably on Craigslist. Craigslist will always do you in. They say Kaminsky could be Florida. Again, another poorly written sentence. Really, she is Florida. I mean, she embodies what Florida is all about, but she's not literally Florida. Kaminsky could be Florida, but they're working to get warrants against her. Maybe she could be in Florida, or she could be from Florida. I don't know. Jamie and Jeremy Brown are charged with human trafficking. Sure. Investigators say the baby was well taken care of. The Browns just went about getting him the wrong way. Neighbors of the Browns say they talked to Kaminsky on the phone Thursday. They say she's devastated about what happened, primarily because she's going to be losing her only mode of transportation, and she wants to come back to Kentucky. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, this one comes from Vancouver, Washington. I'm sorry, Washington. A Vancouver woman had a rude awakening on Wednesday night when she said a drug addict broke into her house and woke her up. Police eventually arrested 33-year-old Sean Turner on burglary and resisting arrest charges, but not until a wild story unfolded. Vancouver police said Wednesday night an alert neighbor called police to say he saw someone he didn't know who appeared to be under the influence of drugs, later identified as Turner, enter his neighbor's house through a back door. When officers arrived, the residents were still inside the home, completely unaware an intruder was also inside. See, to me, this is a classic glass half full, glass half empty type situation. It depends really on what kind of drugs the person was on, because as long as they're not violent, you could probably get them to do anything for you in exchange for some money so they can buy crack. Need some cheap yard work done? Boom! Hire a crackhead. Want someone to shit on you? Crackhead!
A heart surgeon. I met him in New Orleans and he gave me $250 to shit. And he was on his knees. I was standing on the toilet, squatting down. And he was on his knees. And he jerked off and he was watching me shit.
Now, this guy probably got a bargain because I know a drug addict. We all know a drug addict. Roy Killer War. He's on all sorts of drugs. And he's a very, very careless fairy. And, he took a shit for us once. And I mentioned this on the show. The drug shits that you can produce, massive. I've never seen a thicker, more weighty turd in my life. And it's all thanks to cocaine and crystal meth. The shit maker. It's like Mentos. All right. Vancouver police said Wednesday an alert neighbor called police. When officers arrived, the residents were still inside, unaware that the crack addict was there. The father of the house and two young children who were upstairs were ushered out of the home by police. A woman who was downstairs in the same part of the house as the intruder was also unaware anything was going on. The husband called the woman on her cell phone and told her what was happening and to stay inside the bedroom she was in. Quote, I woke up because my phone was ringing, said the woman, who did not want her name published. When I sat up, there was a shirtless person on drugs standing at the foot of my bed, and my husband was yelling at me through the window. Police later moved in and arrested Turner, but only after they fired a taser at him. They discovered he had used the downstairs bathroom, probably a huge turd in that bowl, which was the next room over from the bedroom. Officers arrested Turner in the hallway. Quote, it's always awesome waking up to a shirtless crackhead with a knife, the woman sarcastically said. That's a good quote. Officer said they found a knife on Turner when he was taken into custody. None of the residents of the home were injured. Police said the incident is a prime example of an alert neighbor calling police immediately when witnessed a crime taking place. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you. If you never called into the voicemail line, give it a shot. Say hi to me. 206-666-4463. Always looking to hear from new freaky dickies. All right.
Hey, faggot.
Yeah. I'd much rather hear from a new listener than this guy again.
Hey, faggot.
Yeah.
It's been 7 days. Where the fuck's my distorted view at? As a paying customer, I demand you put some shit on. Piece of shit. Happy Forest. Hope he didn't get butt fucked.
All right, he's very angry today. He was angry because the power was out. I was unable to do some programming. What? What in the hell is that? Robot. It's like a robot who's been injured. Robot singing nigga 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 nigga. Okay.
Hello, I've been listening to what you call a podcast.
Oh my god.
I'm a new Frank of the oh bloody hell. What is it you kids call it?
And one of the worst accents I've heard in a long time.
iPod. But anyways, I've listened to your show now, and I came across a peculiar...
This really has become the most pointless of segments on Distorted View. Like, nothing of any value comes out of the voicemail. There has not been one constructive voicemail. Let's try another one.
Hey, Jim Tone, that's Sean here. I am so glad to have you back.
Oh,
it's been
you.
Such a lonely week. Anyway, on my way to work, and you were talking about the old lady with unnatural red hair. She ain't that bad. My son is 16, and he has this friend who has black hair with this, I don't know, pink strip going across the front.
Well, look, kids do weird shit with their hair all the time. I remember when I was in college, I would paint my hair, a different color. Like, I put, like, red highlights in my hair once and stuff. Just weird shit. But, yeah, like, old ladies.
And this isn't, like, some cool fucking punk rocker or hipster kid. He's, like, this fucking dorky, chubby, douchey kid.
Oh. He's just trying to look cool, man.
My wife and Pinky. Oh, hey, Pinky's over.
Pinky?
I don't think fucking dorky high school kids should be fucking putting unnatural...
There's no, well, you know, when I was in high school, there was no way we would get away with that. You know, in my high school, we weren't even allowed, I don't know if this is still a thing or not, but when I was in high school, we weren't allowed to have facial hair. They would make us shave, if they caught us with like a mustache or a beard or something, we'd have to shave it off. I don't even know that they could do that legally. It's facial hair.
Doom. This is the white.
Because of that, there were like girls that had more facial hair than guys.
Man.
In my school.
in Alaska. I just listened to the episode with a bus driver, a bus monitor.
Yeah.
Getting insulted, this poor little old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was heart-wrenching.
Really?
That's sometimes how I feel about you, Tim, when your callers come up and abuse you.
Yeah.
They call up.
I'm like that little old lady. I'm like the bus monitor. I'm just sitting there trying to be nice. I'm just trying to put out a nice show for you people, and you're attacking me.
Tell you what.
Where's my Kickstarter? You know, that broad has got, like, last time I checked, it was like $600,000 they raised for her. Don't feel so bad for that little old lady.
Yes,
she's
going
to be fine.
Even though you're providing them with a service that they obviously enjoy,
yeah,
or they wouldn't be listening to it.
Yeah.
So I think we should try to get $5,000 together so Tim...
The kids on the bus say a lot of the same things that you guys say to me. Hey, you're so fat, you're sweating... You're disgusting. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD-YOU-GOD.
What does it hurt my asshole so bad?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
I mean, Hitler was really a freak. I mean, he liked women to crap on him. I don't want to go off into too much detail here, but that's confirmed.